This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The U.S. Marshals Service is going to hold its last auction of Silk Road Bitcoins early next month. Marshals seized more than 44,000 Bitcoin today, worth a bit more than $12 million when it shut down the underground website a couple of years ago. It was a channel for buying and selling drugs, fake documents, a whole bunch of stuff. The Bitcoins are the tangible leftovers, even though, yes, they are virtual, I get that, and they have been snapped up in a series of auctions. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on the business of Bitcoin.
Let's just get one thing straight. The Marshals Service did not become the world's biggest Bitcoin owner when it seized the Silk Road Bitcoin.
Almost certainly not.
That's Peter Van Valkenburg, director of research at Coin Center, a think tank and Bitcoin advocacy group in Washington. He says it would be difficult, if not impossible, to say who owns the most Bitcoins. You have to look at Bitcoin ownership in a broader sense, in groups. Van Valkenburg says the earliest Bitcoin makers probably still own a bunch.
When this technology was new, it was a lot of garage innovators who were just playing around with something on their PC. And a lot of those people ended up holding a lot of the Bitcoin.
Other big Bitcoin holders, hedge funds, which invest in Bitcoins themselves or hold them for clients. Gil Luria is a managing director at Wedbush Securities.
Individual investors and some institutional investors chose to hold the Bitcoin through these entities. And so these entities own a lot of Bitcoin directly.
But exactly how much? Who knows? Which, of course, is the point of Bitcoin, says Andy Schmidt, a principal executive advisor at CEB Tower Group, who follows Bitcoin.
The anonymous nature, or largely anonymous nature, of Bitcoins is what makes it particularly attractive.
Notice Schmidt says largely anonymous. The U.S. government can track Bitcoin owners down. It's hard, but not impossible. Just ask the owner of Silk Road. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.